兄姊妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们所看的这一段经文呢，是从雅各书里面选出来的。
So today the Bible passage is from the book of James.
雅各书呢，是非常有意思的一卷书哈。
So the book of James is a really interesting book.
因为作为基督徒来讲哈，我们知道我们基本的教义是我们要懂得什么叫因信称义。
Because as Christians, our basic foundation in our faith is to know what justified by faith means.
既然因信称义，就不是因为行为来称义。
So if we are justified by faith, it means that we are not justified by works.
所以我们有的时候不愿意讲行为哈，我们只讲信心。
So sometimes we don't like to talk about works. We like to just talk about faith.
但是在雅各书上呢，圣经里告诉我们，他说没有行为的信心是死的。
So, but in the book of James, it tells us that faith without works is dead.
什么叫没有行为的信心是死的呢？
What does it mean to have faith without works being dead?
信这一个内容哈，是你看不见的。
Faith is something you can't see.
我可以说我信。
I can say I believe.
但是你看不见我里边哪一个部分叫信。
But you can't see what part in me actually believes or has faith.
所以主耶稣甚至说哈，那些叫我主啊主啊的人不一定都进天国。
So Jesus said that those who say my God may not actually enter the kingdom of heaven.
那叫他主不是说已经信了吗？
But those who call him God, isn't that someone who already believes?
所以他说光用嘴叫的这个不叫信。
So Jesus says that just by words, that doesn't mean faith.
光用嘴叫的这种信，它是不能够救我们的。
Faith just by words from the mouth can't save us.
那一个真正能够拯救我们的那一个信心，是一定有好的行为来做辅助的。
The faith that can really save us needs to have works to back it up.
好，在雅各书的一章第二节哈，这里讲到，他说：“我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。”
So in James chapter 1 verse 2, it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds."
这是雅各书的一个核心内容哈。
So this is one of the center points of the book of James.
雅各书在这里要把我们的作为基督徒以后，我们整个的世界观、人生观，我们整个对待问题、生活的看法，把它颠覆过来。
So in the book of James, he wants us to completely change when we become Christians, to completely change our views on the world, our habits, our lifestyle for Christ.
因为在世界上我们过去的生活里哈，我们落在百般试炼中，如果我今天得病了，如果我今天遇见什么困难了，我应该很难过，我应该觉着我很倒霉。
So in the past, when we face trials of many kinds, when we get sick or when we get when bad things happen to us, we might get really upset and sad and think that we're really unlucky people.
那现在雅各在这里讲呢，他说你是，其实我们基督徒是，跟他是相反的。我们在百般试炼中，我们是大喜乐的。
But now James is saying that actually as Christians, we are the complete opposite. When we're facing trials of many kinds, we should be happy and joyful.
所以有的基督徒有这样的见证，当医生告诉他你得了癌症的时候，他能够说感谢神。
And that's why some Christians have the testimony that when a doctor tells them they have cancer, they're still able to praise God.
要在世人的角度来看，这人不是疯子吗？
From a human point of view, that seems kind of crazy.
但是在雅各书上告诉我们，那个才应该是基督徒的表达。
But from the book of James, he tells us that that should be what a Christian's life is.
所以基督徒的信心呢，一定会表达在他的日常行为上。
So a Christian's faith should be able to be seen through his everyday life.
那我们今天读的这一段经文呢，是在我们日常生活上的一些怎么讲？让我们来去面对日常生活的问题的时候，我们想想，作为一个基督徒，我们应该是用什么态度来去对待的？
So the passage we've read today, it's supposed to help us when we face everyday life. How should we react and how should we respond to the different things that happen?
神的救恩呢, 使我们和神恢复了关系。
The salvation through Jesus Christ restores our relationship with God.
不单是和神恢复关系, 神让我们的生命改变, 所以我们和人之间也能有了良好的关系。
But it also doesn't just restore our relationship with God. It helps change our lives so that we can restore our relationship with the people around us.
好, 所以我们看今天的经文哈, 在雅各书第二章第一节哈。
So in today's Bible passage from Chapter 2, verse 1.
他说,我的弟兄们, 你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督,便不可按着外貌待人。
It says, My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism.
什么叫做按外貌待人呢?
What is favoritism?
我们中国人其实很会这一套的哈。
So Chinese people really know how to do this?
当我们跟一个 陌生人见面, 我们握手, 然后我们很快就会问,
so when we meet someone new and we shake their hands, we can very quickly ask, oh, so what is your occupation?
为什么呢? 我们想要知道他是什么职位, 他能赚多少钱, 他跟我比他是什么样的, 位置, 所以我才用什么样的态度来对待他。
Because we want to find out where they are in society, what status are they, how much money do they have, where am I in relation to them, and so that will affect my attitude towards them.
如果我觉得,哎呀,他很有钱,他比我高,我就想,而且他对我将来可能会有用,我就想着要跟他把这个关系建立好。
So if I find out that they have a lot of money, or they might be useful to me in the future, then I'd want to have a really good relationship with them.
如果我发现他还不如我呢,他人穷得不得了,我就想着最好别再见这个人,要不然下次他跟我借钱很麻烦。So
if I find out that they're poor, or I don't think they're as good as me, then I might not want a good relationship with them, in case they want to borrow money from me in the future or something like that.
所以呢,他这里讲叫做以外貌待人。
So here James says that's favoritism.
我们作为基督徒来讲，他说，如果你们是信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督的，就不可以按着外貌待人了。
So as Christians, if we are believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, we can't keep judging from outward appearances.
这里在雅各书里举了一个例子哈，他这个例子还是在教会里边的例子。他说，如果有个人带着金戒指，穿着很华美的衣裳到你们的会堂里去，又有一个穷人穿着很脏的衣服也进去，你们就重看那一个穿华美衣服的人，说坐在这个好位子上，然后又对穷人说你站在那里或者在坐在我的脚凳下。他说这种状况就叫做以偏心待人。
Yeah. So the book of James uses an example, and this is actually an example set in church. It says from verse 2 onwards, Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, Here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet. That is what James says is favoritism.
在教会发展的历史上确实有一个阶段是这个样子的哈。
So in the history of the church, there was definitely a time period where that was very prominent.
到教会来的人都是有身份的人啊，都穿得很漂亮，都是高尚的人。那些流浪汉、要饭的是进不来教会的，他们在外边。
Those who came to church were all dressed very nicely. They all had a lot of money and very high status. The poor people, the beggars, they were people who weren't allowed in church.
我记得牧师在这里也讲过哈，有一幅画哈，就是一个流浪汉躺在这个教会外面的这个长椅上，很难过，因为他不能够到教会里边来。
So Pastor Daniel has used an example before of this picture where a homeless beggar is lying outside the church, and it's very sad because he can't come inside.
然后他的背后画了一个人戴着一个光环，就是画的耶稣哈。那耶稣就拍拍他，跟他说：“你不用难过，说他们也不让我进去。”
And behind him there is an image of Jesus with a halo around his head, and he pats the homeless man on the shoulder and says, "Don't worry about it. They won't let me in either."
所以这样的教会叫做以偏心待人，用恶意来断定人。Verse 4.
Yeah, so this sort of attitude is like favoritism, is discrimination, and we judge with evil thoughts.
现在我们的教会，现在的这个社会应该不会出现这种问题了。
So in our today, in our current churches, these sort of things shouldn't happen.
但那么这一段经文对我们来讲有什么意义呢？
But then, so this passage in the Bible, what does it mean to us?
你想想在你的生活中，你所交往的都是什么样的人？
In your everyday lives, think about it. Who are the kind of people that you interact with?
如果你知道了这个人的身份地位，你会愿意请他吃饭，愿意跟他一起交往的都是什么样的人？
If you once you know what their status is and what their career is, what kind of people would you invite into your home to have dinner with?
在我们的教会里有没有这样的孤儿寡妇，确实是生活非常艰难的这样的人，你愿意交往吗？
In our church and among us, do we have any widows and orphans who do have very hard lives, and are you willing to establish a relationship with them?
他们可能有很多事情需要你帮忙，你愿意去花这个时间和精力跟他们交往吗？
They might have a lot of things that they need help with, and are you willing to spend that time and energy on them?
我们好好思想哈，其实我们内心有的时候，我们做这些事的时候，我们没有感觉，不觉得。
We need to think about this because a lot of times when we react and do certain things, we don't really see or feel it.
有的时候某人打电话来哈，哎呀，很高兴的接起电话来跟人家聊。有的时候一听到谁谁谁打电话来，就懒得不愿意把电话拿起来，不愿意接。
So sometimes when someone calls, we're really happy. We're like, yes, oh, this person's calling. I'm really happy to talk to them. But then other times when the phone rings, we might be like, oh no, them again. Don't want to talk to them. No, please stop.
为什么？因为他们给我们带来麻烦了。
Because that person might bring troubles to our lives.
其实我们的生活生命里有很多这样用外貌偏心待人的情况。
So in our everyday lives, there are lots of situations where we may use favoritism or discrimination to treat other people.
这个看起来是个小事儿哈。
It seems like a really small thing.
但是圣经这里很严肃地用这样一大段经文来说这件事，这就绝不是小事了。
But the Bible uses such a big passage to talk about this thing, so then it's definitely not a small thing.
所以如果我们心里边有看不起什么人，有觉得什么人很怎么讲，因着他的身份和地位我很喜欢这样的人，很看不起另外一些人，那我们需要悔改了。
So if in our hearts we have people that we really look lowly upon or think we're a lot higher than them, and if there are people in our lives who, because of their status and because of where they are in their lives and what they're doing, we really, really like them, then that's something that we have to change.
所以接下来第五节哈，他说，我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神不是拣选了世上贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
So in verse 5 it says, Listen, my brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him?
穷人有穷人的一个优势哈。优势怎么说？advantage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So poor people have an advantage.
也因为我记得原来我在教会的时候哈，听说一个人赚很多钱哈，一年我不知道几百万哈。后来我们一个young sister straight away said, 对不起，我又说了英文。我们一个很年轻的姊妹直接就说，那她肯定达不到十一奉献了，她肯定做不到。
Alright, so we have this story where there was a guy who was really rich, and he earned a lot of money, like $100,000 or something in a year, and a sister straight away said, oh, they probably can't afford the 1/10 of the offering.
因为如果我一周赚五百块钱的话，我只需要五十块钱的奉献哈。如果你赚五千呢，你就要奉献五百哈。所以穷人有穷人的优势哈。
Yeah, so if I only earn $500 a week, then I only need to offer $50. And if I earn $5,000, it's $500. And so poor people have an advantage in when it comes to offering.
另外一个优势呢，就是穷人不容易在别人面前骄傲。
Another advantage is that poor people don't like to be proud in front of other people.
因为他知道他自己的贫穷，他自己的卑微，所以他更加容易来谦卑自己。
Because they know their position, they know their situation, and they're more likely to be humble in front of other people.
所以神正是拣选了这些可以谦卑下来的人。
So God has chosen these people who can be humble.
所以这里讲，他说叫他们在信上面富足。
And it says that they will be rich in faith.
所以那些富足的人呢，他们有很麻烦的事情，他们不容易谦卑下来。
But those who are rich are more likely to have a lot of difficult things going on, and it's harder for them to be humble.
所以在第六节的时候，他说，那富足的人不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们敬奉神的尊名吗？
In verse 6 it says, Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court?
你可以说不是所有有钱的人都是这样的。
And you can say not all rich people are like that.
也有有钱的人信主的。
There are many rich people who are Christians and believe in God.
但是只有这些富足的人，有钱有地位的人，才有这个力量来逼迫教会。
But only the rich and the people in this position have the power and ability to be able to do this at church.
穷人他是没有这个力量来逼迫教会的。
Poor people don't have the ability and the position to do that at church.
所以我们的观点是在神的眼里我们是反着的，我们反而去尊重那些富足的人，有权利也许将来有一天来逼迫我们的人，或者现在还非常骄傲不信主的人，我们去跟他们拉关系。但是我们对那些贫穷的人，那些谦卑自己的人，那些被神拣选的人，我们反而看不起他们，丢弃他们。
So we seem very backwards in the eyes of God. We go to the people who are very rich or very proud and have the ability to exploit us and take us to court, etc., etc. And we want to, you know, have a really good relationship with them and really honor them. Whereas the people who God have chosen, who are rich in faith, they're the ones that we cast aside and we sort of look down upon.
在第八节哈，这里讲到，他说：“经上记着说，要爱人如己。你们若全守着至尊的律法，才是好的。”
So in verse 8 it says, "If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right."
所以爱人如己不是一个建议，而是一个一个命令，一个律法。
So love your neighbor as yourself isn't a suggestion, it's a command, it's a law.
那我们今天能够爱人如己吗？
So today, can we love everyone as we love ourselves?
我记得我曾经跟一个弟兄谈话的时候哈，他的家庭有很多问题啊，他跟他太太有很多问题哈。那我跟他聊谈话的时候，我说，那上帝告诉你你要爱你的妻子，他直接告诉我不爱他。
So I remember talking to a brother once, who had a lot of marital problems in his house. And when I sat him down and said, "You need to love your wife," straight away he went, "I don't love her."
而且他一点也不觉得他说这句话羞愧。他说我就是不爱他，我爱不了，我做不到，我不爱他。
And he did not think even for a moment that what he said was wrong. It was simply, I can't love her. I can't do it. I don't love her anymore.
我说弟兄，如果你今天还是弟兄的话，你要悔改。
And I said that if you are still a brother today, you need to repent.
你如果还承认自己是基督徒的话，就必须要悔改。
If you still say that you are a Christian, you need to repent.
所以在下面这一段经文里边是非常严肃的经文哈。他说你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯罪的。因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。原来说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀了人，还是成了犯律法的。
So the following part in the passage is very strict. It says from verse 9 onwards, But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. Whoever keeps the law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, Do not commit adultery, also said, Do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder,You have become a lawbreaker.
所以遵行律法，说我没有犯过奸淫，我没有偷过东西，可是我杀人，你还是犯法的。
So those who say I obey the law, I haven't stolen, I haven't committed adultery, but I have committed murder, then you're still a lawbreaker.
所以既然神把律法给我们，那就不是说你可以守这一条，那一条不需要。
So, because God has given us this law, it's not we can pick and choose which one we want to obey.
所以作为一个基督徒来讲，我们不是说我们可以完全把律法扔掉了。基督徒是因为不是基督徒的，你是没有办法守律法的。基督徒神是给了我们力量，我们可以做到的。
So as Christians, it doesn't mean that we can just throw away the law. It means that if we're not a Christian, then we have no ability to be able to obey the law. But as Christians,God has given us the strength and the situation where we can obey the law.
什么是使你的心能够觉得哇，这个人简直，这个人犯奸淫啊，这个人撒谎，我认为他简直是犯罪。可是我的心里，当我不爱我的妻子的时候，我认为我比他们强。
So what can happen in your heart where you can look at someone else and go, that person has committed adultery, that person has cheated on their partner, they are such a sinner and they have turned away from God. But then in your heart, you do not think that it's wrong when you say, I don't love my wife.
所以神这里神告诉我们，你犯一条就是犯了重条的。
So in here, God says that if you break one law, you are a lawbreaker, you've broken all of them.
所以当我们不能够爱人如己，当我们偏心待人的时候，他说这个，因为爱人如己这一条是律法，所以当我们来违反这一条律法的时候，你跟其他那些罪犯没有什么区别的。
So when we can't obey the law that says love your neighbors as yourself, which is the most important one, when we show favoritism among our brothers and raise someone up and lower someone else down, then that's breaking that and you're a lawbreaker.
我们总是非常容易原谅自己啊，用非常严格的律法去要求别人。
We really like forgiving ourselves and excusing and pardoning ourselves, and yet using very high standards to judge someone else.
我经验哈，有多少次夫妻两个吵架来找我的时候哈，你听两边的故事永远不一样的哈。
So from my experience, there have been so many times where couples are fighting, but then you listen to both sides of the stories, and they're never the same.
他们永远是对自己很宽容的，然后永远指出对方的问题啊。
They're always very loving and excusing for themselves, but then always pinpointing the other person's problems.
这是人的罪性啊。
That's a sin that humans have.
所以当我们这样做的时候，你至少作为一个基督徒，你至少要知道你这样做是不对的。
So as a Christian, when we do these things, so we need to at least know that what we're doing isn't right.
所以今天早上我们跟小孩子们读圣经，我们也讲到这一条啊，就是人要做好的事情啊不容易。但是作为基督徒来讲哈，你需要先记得一件事哈，你要做一个正确的决定。
So we were in Bible reading with the kids today. We were actually reading the part where it says that for people to do good, it's very hard. But as Christians, we need to at least make the choice that we want to do good.
如果你真的不爱你的妻子，你要知道这是错误的，这是 sin, 这是罪。所以你至少要先做一个正确的决定。你说我要爱他。
So if you are a spouse and you don't love your partner anymore, that you need to at least make the decision that I want to love him, and this is him or her, and this is wrong.
所以你先做好了正确的决定，然后你祷告神给你力量，你才可以做到那个地步。
You need to make the right decision first to acknowledge that where you are and if you're wrong or not, and then make the decision that you want to do right, and then pray, and God will give you the strength to do so.
如果你连决定都不做的话，你自己在罪恶里边，然后还很原谅自己，这里告诉我们，那个不是基督徒，那不是信啊。
If you can't even make the choice to say, I want to make this right, I want to do good in front of God, then you can't really be called a Christian because nothing else can happen. It's not just going to get better.
一个信的人哈，他必定带出他的美好的行为来，他的改变。
A person who believes and has faith will change, and will his works will show through.
接下来哈，他说你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，十二节啊，就该照这律法说话行事。因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
So in verse 12 it says, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
我们要知道一个问题哈，怜悯人不是我们赢得怜悯的那一个工具。
We need to know one really important thing. Being merciful to other people isn't the tool that we do to get mercy from God.
就像主耶稣说哈，说你要饶恕人，不然的话，我的天父也不饶恕你了。
Just like Jesus said, you need to forgive other people or else God, my Father, won't forgive you.
你的饶恕人并不是说你用我饶恕了他，所以你应该饶恕我，不是用你的饶恕来换取神的饶恕。
This forgiveness of other people isn't to say, oh, if I forgive you, then God has to forgive me. It's not the work by which God will be like, oh, now I must forgive you.
而是现在你想要神的饶恕吗？你想要神的怜悯吗？神说你想要人怎么样待你，你就要怎么样去待别人。
But it's actually saying that, do you want God's mercy? Do you want God's forgiveness? And if you do, how you want to be treated, you should use that to treat other people.
所以当我们说我们信神，我们接受了神的恩典，神的怜悯的时候，但是我们对其他人没有怜悯之心的时候，你这个信是假的。
So when we say we have received God's mercy into our lives and his forgiveness, and yet when we face other people, we can't be merciful to them, we can't forgive them, then that faith is false.
所以饶恕人，怜悯人，不按外貌待人，这些事情好像很小的事情，但是其实我们做起来，我们知道在每天的生活中是不容易做到的。
So being merciful to others, not showing favoritism or discrimination, those seem like very small things, but we know that if we actually act them out in everyday life, it's not an easy thing.
但是我们现在心里至少要做这一个决定，我要这样做。
But in our lives, in our hearts, we need to at least make the decision right now that that's what I want to do.
而且作为一个基督徒，这是我应该这样做的。
And as a Christian, it's something that I must do.
咱们中文组弟兄姊妹啊，今天的周报啊的文章，大家可以回去看一下哈。
For people who read Chinese, the bulletin has an article that people can look at.
没有行为的信心哈，是没有办法拯救我们的。行为是 deed, good deed.
A heart without good deeds isn't something that we can be justified by.
所以当我们说信的时候啊，求神给我们力量，因着这样的信心，我们可以有好行为出来。
So when we says, oh wait, when the Bible says to have faith, to trust in God, I completely, sorry, I'm sorry.
当我们说我们是基督徒，我们信的时候啊，求神给我们力量，让我们能够有与这样信心相配的行为出来啊。
So when we say we are a Christian and when we dedicate our lives to God, then we pray that God will give us the strength and give us the works in our lives that we can show this.
今天用这个时间哈，我们安静我们的心，我们来祷告啊。
Let's use this time today to calm our hearts, to quieten our hearts, and pray.
我们生活里面有多少事情，我认为是很小的事情，其实是违反神的命令的事情。比如说，我现在还能说我根本不爱我的妻子，我不爱我的丈夫。我现在还能说我看到那个人我就很讨厌，我根本不愿意帮助他，因为他贫穷，因为他不能给我带来益处。当我们心里还有这种东西的时候，你现在要知道需要悔改。
So let us examine ourselves and see how many small things in our lives that seem very small and insignificant to us, but are actually breaking the law of God. How many times when we say, oh, I don't love my partner or spouse or husband anymore, or I can't, you know, I don't like that person, I will look down on that person in my heart. How many times in those days, let's examine how much that happens.
当我们看见这个内容在我们生命当中的时候，求神给我们力量来到他面前来悔改。
When we examine ourselves and we find these in our hearts and in our lives, let's pray to God that He will give us the strength and ability to change.
所以这里最后讲，他说怜悯是向审判夸胜啊。
So in here it says, yeah, mercy triumphs over judgment.
因为审判是要按律法来审判人的。
Because the judgment is by the law.
但是怜悯向他夸胜，因为在怜悯里边，基督的恩典里边，我们已经超越这个律法了，我们是因信称义的。
But here it says mercy triumphs over judgment because through mercy, through the mercy of God and the salvation through Christ, we are free, we can find freedom in the law. And so then, faith, wait. We are justified by faith.
Yeah. 今天从这里结束，我希望大家能够记得一件事情哈。
So at the end of this message today, we just want everyone to remember one thing.
信和顺服是在一起的。
Faith and obedience are together.
不信和不顺服是连在一起的。
Not having faith and disobedience is also together.
你不可能说信，但是是对神的话是不顺服的。
You can't say I believe and yet disobey the word of God.
如果这样，他只能表达出来的是不信。
Because through that, all your actions show that you don't believe.
所以它是一个coin 一个钱币的两面哈，它是分不开的。
So they're two faces of one coin.
所以当我们的心来反叛，来不想听神的话的时候，因为神说了这个妻子要顺服丈夫这件事，简直是不能接受。当我们的心要反叛这个话的时候，你告诉自己那叫不信。
So when our hearts want to rebel against the word of God, when we read a passage that says a wife must submit to her husband, and we just can't understand that, and in our hearts we reject that, then we need to tell ourselves that that is unbelief.
所以当你反叛，当你不想听神的话的时候，那个是你不信的一个表达。
So when you rebel, when you disobey the word of God, that is an expression of your unbelief.
所以当我们说信的时候，希望我们能够有一个信的表达，那就是绝对的去顺服神的话。
So when we say we believe, when we say we have faith, we want to have a life that shows that we have faith, and that is by obeying the word of God.
今天的教会哈，我看到很多的教会很软弱啊。在我心里深深的一个体会哈，我觉得就是我们不愿意把神的话在我们每天的生活里边把它实行出来。
So today we see a lot of churches that are weak, and that are broken. And one of the main problems is that we are unwilling to put the word of God into our everyday lives.
基督徒不但是要知道很多的道理哈，基督徒要把神的话、神的道，装在心里，然后把它用在每天的生活当中去哈。
A Christian isn't just someone who has a lot of knowledge on theology and religion, but it's someone who can use God's word and His laws, put it in our hearts, and then live it out in everyday life.
今天如果你身边有需要的弟兄姊妹哈，你的心愿意去帮助他吗？或者你至少愿意来到神的面前，在祷告的时候纪念到这样的弟兄姊妹吗？
Today, in our everyday lives with the people around us, do you have someone around you that needs help, that needs your support? Are you willing to be able to help them, or are you willing to at least pray for them in front of God?
所以我们怎么讲，我们的教会哈软弱啊，很多的时候是因为我们没有那一颗心愿意把我们的软弱，把我们的问题带到神的面前来。
So today, a lot of our churches are very weak, and one of the main problems is because we are unwilling to bring this weakness before God.
然后我们只是自我中心的，觉得我还好就 OK 了，我还好就是上帝祝福我了。然后其他人的事情，尤其是那些我看不起人的事情，那些跟我没有大的关系的。
And in our hearts, we're still very self-centered. We go, as long as I'm okay, as long as I'm good, then that's all right. Then everything's okay. The insignificant things where I can't, you know, other people who are suffering, and I don't help support them, then that's not really my problem.
所以今天我们看圣经用了这么大一段的经文哈，好像跟我们讲了一件非常小的事，他说你不要偏待人。
So we see today in the Bible, it uses such a big passage to talk about something that seems quite small, and that's we shouldn't show favoritism.
这一个小事在神的眼里不是小事。
But this thing is not insignificant in the eyes of God.
在神的眼里，你如果不能够把它调转过来的话，你表达的是不信。
In the eyes of God, if that's something that you can't turn around, then what you are showing is unbelief.
所以今天我们作为基督徒的生活，跟我们过去的生活是有很大不同的。
So today, as we live a life of a Christian, it has to be very different from what how we used to live.
我知道每一个改变都不容易。
I know that every single change is very difficult.
但是我也知道，其实每一个改变，神心意里的改变，他一定会给你力量，让你完成那个改变。
But I also know that every little change, every change that God wants you to have, He will give you the strength for you to change.
我真是非常的感恩哈，我们的家庭，从信主到现在十年的时间，发生很大的变化。
I'm very thankful that in my family, from since we have been saved by God, in the 10 years, a lot of things have changed.
这些变化不是我们自己能力范围可以变化的。
These sort of changes is not something that we can put effort into and change ourselves.
这个是我女儿，大家知道哈。
This is my daughter. Everyone knows that.
Okay.
Sorry.
她在 Perth 上学哈，这几周回来是来度假的哈。
Yep, so I'm studying in Perth right now, and these few weeks I'm back on break.
那上周我们一起出去的时候呢，他跟我说了一句话哈，让我感动了一下。
So last week when we went out, I apparently said something that really touched my mom's heart.
他说：“妈妈，你知道吗？我从小长到大的时候哈，你跟爸爸哈是会因为任何一件小事吵架的。”
I said that since I was growing up, my mom and dad they would fight over everything, like every little thing.
我们在信主的时候，是我们两个即将要离婚的时候。
When they were saved by God, it was the moment when they were about to get divorced.
所以到现在呢，他说，但是现在妈妈，我看见你只因为圣经跟爸爸吵架。
But yeah, but now in our everyday lives, they only fight because of the Bible.
所以他不说吧，我没有这样深的感受。他一说，我回头看着十年的过程啊，真是我们家很大的变化。
And this inspired her to think about the past 10 years and how much has changed in our lives.
我们有两个可爱的女儿哈，我们也不想离婚，但是当时就是没有办法好。我想她改变，她想改变我，我们俩谁也改变不了。
So there are two very cute daughters in the family, and it's, sorry, and it's one of those things where like my parents can't physically change us, even if no matter how much they want to.
所以神是如何他的工作是如何在我们家里开展的啊？现在我看回头看过去啊，真是觉得非常感恩呢、啊。当我们做了好的决定的时候，我们愿意信主，我们愿意被他改变的时候，神真的就给我们力量，能够改变这个家庭。
But God has been working continuously in our lives. And as you look back into the past now, we can see that from the moment we chose to believe in God, from the moment we chose that we wanted to change, God has been continuously working in our lives.
所以今天就开始做这个决定哈, 我信主, 然后我要改变, 神会, 按照他的心意把你
So today, make the decision that you want to change, that you want to give your life to God, and He will give you the strength and start working your lives.
不管你现在是在什么样的状况中, 无论是家庭环境, 工作环境, 还是遇见什么样的困难啊, 当你决定你说我 不想再这样了,我想要按照神的心意活的时候, 神会给你力量, 按照他的心意来生活。
So in your lives, no matter where you are, what struggles you are going through, when you make the decision that you want help from God and that you want to give your life to God, and He will start changing you and start working and giving you strength.
盼望着我们从这里走出去的弟兄姊妹啊, 无论在你的家庭还是在你的生活里边啊, 你可以成为神荣美的见证人。
We hope that as we leave here today, no matter where you are, what your family is like, where you are in your lives, that we may change to become beacons of light for the world.
是的,如果你在工作单位里工作了十年, 别人都从来都不知道你是基督徒的话, 那是我们的生命是有点问题的。
If you've been working in an office for 10 years and no one knows that you're a Christian for these 10 years, then something's probably a little bit wrong.
求神帮助我们把他的道行出来啊。
May God use us and may His will be fulfilled through us.
在雅各书1章22节这里讲到, 他说只是你们要行道,不要单单的听到, 自己欺哄自己。
In James chapter 1, verses 22, it says, Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
所以基督徒不是每周来做的这里，然后听到，听完了以后觉得，哎呀，挺高兴，然后回去了。你的生活里一点改变都没有，那个是不是基督徒啊？基督徒来听到，是要把它拿回去行出来的。
So a Christian isn't someone who comes to church every Sunday, sits, listens to the word, and goes, wow, this is great, I am a Christian now, I am truly saved. It's someone who can use this word in their lives, go out and show that you are a Christian.
所以有姊妹问我, 她说, 为什么我的生命这么多年不成长? 我好像没有什么改变, 为什么呢?
So there have been people who have asked me, why has my life not grown? Why has my spirit not matured in all these years?
为什么不成熟呢? 因为你从来也没有尝试过去遵行主道。
The reason why your spirit hasn't matured is because you've never really tried to obey God's word.
当你开始去尝试着遵行神的话的时候, 就是你开始经历神的时候, 你的生命一定会成熟。
When you begin to honor God's word and when you begin to truly dedicate your life to obeying God's word, that's when your spirit will mature and your lives will mature.
所以生命成长的快的那一个成熟的基督徒一定是在日常生活里不断操练神的话的人。
So those who reach spiritual maturity very quickly, they're the people who are very dedicated to obeying God's word, and in their lives they live through God's word.
我们很简单的一个例子哈, 我们很多家庭的小孩子都在学钢琴啊, 如果你把它放在, 我们知道, 如果要让小孩子学钢琴, 你家里一定要买一架钢琴, 因为他才可以回来练嘛, 对吧?
So this is a very Chinese example. We know that a lot of our kids are learning the piano. And in order to truly learn the piano and get better at it, then you need to probably buy a piano for your house so that they can practice.
如果他们每一周只是去老师那里学了很多的 知识，但是他们从来没有机会练的话，他是永远不会能够弹好的。
If they go to the piano teacher every week and learn a lot of knowledge and a lot of theory, but they never get the chance to actually practice, then they'll never be good.
所以我们今天也是哈，今天我们来到这里，我们读了圣经，学了神的话，回家，神给你的环境，不管是家庭还是工作，那是让你做练习的地方。
So today, now that we've come and we've received God's word, when we go back into our lives, whether that's at work or at home, it's a chance that God has given us to practice.
从小事上做起啊。
Starting from the very small things.
如果在家里你经常骂人的，你可以不可以今天祷告神说，主啊，我不想再骂人了。
If at home you or in the world you like to swear, can you today decide and pray to God and say, Lord, I don't want to swear anymore.
让神的工作开始开展在你身上，你看看神是不是可以把你改变成一个不骂人的人。
Let God's will and work start working in your lives and see if God can change you to someone who doesn't swear anymore.
这样的经历是你和神之间的经历，是没有其他的东西可以代替的。
This sort of experience is between you and God, and there's nothing else that can replace that.
所以在将来你在遇见其他的难处的时候，你有一个曾经的经历，神可以把我改变了，所以今天神还是可以帮助我的。
So in the future, when we face many other trials, we can have this one experience, so we know that God could change me in this small thing, and so God can change me in this bigger situation.
看不起人是一件非常非常不好的事情哈。
Looking down at people and shrugging people off is a very bad thing.
有很多弟兄姊妹，当我有的时候指出来，我说你好像看不起那个人哈，他是很直接的就承认，对啊，我就是看不起他。
There are many people where you go, hey, I feel like you're really looking down on this person. They will straight away go, yeah, that's exactly right. I don't like that person. I'm looking down on them.
他不觉得他有问题啊。
They don't think that they have a problem for doing that.
所以最大的问题是你不觉得你有问题。
So the biggest problem is that you don't think you're wrong for doing that.
所以尤其在姊妹的生命里哈，这个圣经说我们要尊重我们的丈夫哈。
So especially in the lives of our sisters, when the Bible says we must submit to our husbands.
尊重他，有多少姊妹在心里里其实看不起你的丈夫？
To honor him and submit to him. How many of our sisters among us can't? How many of them look down on their husbands?
很多的时候是这样的。当刚开始的时候，我们很尊重他，然后慢慢我们就觉得，哎呀，其实他有很多坏毛病，我们互相了解了，平等了，然后再慢慢的，我们就把他踩在脚底下，看不起他了。很多姊妹有这个问题啊。
So there are many situations where we start off really honoring them and submitting to them, and then slowly you get to know them better. You're like, whoa, we have a lot of similar problems, or you have a lot of problems. We start to understand each other, and then slowly, slowly you get to a point where you're like, you suck.
所以你的生活今天，婚姻生活不美满，跟你自己内心的那一个态度是有关系的，因为你看不起他。
So today in our marriages, when we're really unhappy, a lot of it can be because you don't look, you don't view your spouse as an equal.
所以你要尊重他，神说你要 respect.
And that's God, and so God says that you have to respect your significant other.
Yeah, 他是你的弟兄还是你的丈夫，所以你需要尊重他。这是神给我们的，一样是命令啊。所以姊妹们，如果有这方面的问题，需要悔改，需要求神帮助。
Because he is your husband, but he is also your brother in Christ. And God has given us the command that we must respect him and that we must love him. And that's something that we must change if we can't do that.
好，盼望今天这一段经文哈，能够帮助我们来检视我们的内心哈。这不是小事，神看它很重要的事情，所以我们能够爱人如己啊，能够遵守神给我们的律法才是好的。
So we pray today that God can change these things in us, that they're not small things, but they're actually very big in God's eyes. And if we break them, we are breaking the law. And we have to make the decision to pray that we want to change.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。感谢你让我们认识了你，也感谢你赏赐给我们这一本圣经，使我们可以读，可以思想。主啊，我们 祈求你的圣灵来光照我们，主啊，这个时候让我们看见我们内心的阴暗之处，主啊，就帮助我们有这样的智慧和勇气来到你面前悔改，主啊，让我们能够做一个正确的决定，说我们今天愿意做这样的决定，愿意遵着你的话而行，主啊，也祈求你给我们力量，使我们可以遵守你的话，使我们的生命能够被你改变，能够成为你自己荣美的见证。
Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing us before you today, that we can know you and love you, and that you have given us this word that we can read. Please put this word into our hearts as a light and to guide us, and show us also the darker parts in our hearts and the troubled parts. May we repent and help change these things, Lord. Please help us today to make the choice to change, to make the choice to obey your word. And we pray that you may give us the strength for that. Thank you.
好，我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.